Epale, welcome to Caló con el Marfa. This is a show about words and expressions from that old Rio Grande tongue known as Caló. The hope is it'll refresh your knowledge if you already speak it, and if you're new to this language, teach you how to cabulear de aqueas en Caló.
Órale, the onda this week is pinto. It means somebody who's just come out of the pinta, or prison. It's not just a label. It denotes a behavior pattern, a particular attitude, an outlook on life. You see, life in the Pinta showed them that there are rules in life and consequences for not following them. So when they come out of the Pinta, Pintos expect rules, and they wrestle with them. Some take the course of least resistance and comply. Others very purposefully flout them, as if playing with fire or touching the forbidden. One thing Pintos are not is unconscious rule followers. Puro Pinto. Boy was sitting at La Buena Bakery waiting for Meche, the baker, to come join him. As he waited, a man about Boy's age came into the store and looked around at everybody without making eye contact. He wore crisply ironed khakis and a white t-shirt and black Stacy Adams shoes. The man seemed nervous about being in the bakery. Pinto for sure, Boy thought. The man glanced at Boy, and when he saw Boy looking at him, looked down and turned his head as if he was suddenly preoccupied with something in the opposite direction. Boy was curious. He searched his memory, thinking he might remember the man in some way. But the brief look at his face gave Boy no hint. When he saw the man get in line behind another customer at the counter, Boy went over and stood behind him to get a better look. Seeing the man tense his back and shoulders when he sensed Boy was behind him, Boy decided to invite him to coffee. "Hey, Ese, join me for coffee. I'm just killing time waiting for Meche to finish baking and come out and join me," Boy said, stepping beside the man. "Wasn't planning to have coffee, only came in to get empanadas," the man said meekly. "Well, join me if you have time. You see, I just moved back to the South Side, and I'm looking for old friends from high school." "You from here?" Boy said. The man winced and took a long time to answer. "Simon, but I didn't graduate. I moved away," the man said. "So join me. Coffee's on me," said Boy. The man hesitated. "They call me Boy in high school," said Boy, offering a handshake. "Oh," the man said. "My name is Gilbert, but I'm not going to stay. I didn't know it was Meche's place," he said, and left without ordering anything. Meche's daughter, who tended the counter, took note of the conversation and walked through a string of curtains into the baking room. Seconds later, Meche walked out with her. "Who was it that just came in?" she asked Boy. "I didn't recognize him, but his name was Gilbert," Boy said. "Baby Gilbert. I guess he just got out of the pinta again," Meche said, looking at her daughter. "You don't remember your cuache who tried to kiss me in the fifth grade?" she added. "Totally forgot," Boy said. "But not me, or him. That's why he le puso as soon as he learned it's my bakery. Been running from me since the fifth grade," she said.
Yalu, that's it. Ya lo voy a hacer. I'm headed out. This is El Marfa inviting you to tune in next week for another episode of Caló. If you have any questions, comments, or even words you think we should feature in future shows, send us an email at caló@marfapublicradio.org. I'd love to hear from you. We can also chat. Órale, ay, te guacho.